We welcome in Bill Taylor joining us on behalf of the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Bill, good to talk to you again. Appreciate you taking some time for us this morning.
Absolutely.
Now, Bill, we look at the temperatures from a week ago, warm start to the week last week with some cooler temperatures mixed in and some much-needed moisture and some severe thunderstorms rolling in the area late last week as well.
Yeah, we had a little cluster of storms that moved through here. Oh, let's see, what was it, Friday night?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had some pretty decent rainfall. We had, well, a few locations had, you know, over 2 inches. They were kind of isolated, but Sand Hills and along and north of Interstate 80 got pretty much a widespread half inch or more, which was great.
Yeah, much needed, that's for sure. And there were some big threats with some of those severe thunderstorms that rolled in, too, with lightning and some potentially damaging winds also, right?
Yep. We had a few reports. Didn't have anything over, I believe Grant had the highest wind gust, 65 miles an hour. Otherwise, they were 60 miles an hour or less, and we didn't really have any reports of any major damage or anything like that. But kind of, it was nice to see the rain, and we had also had a few hail reports, down around Grant. That was kind of one of the stronger storms down there. They did have a golf ball-sized hail report down there, but otherwise it was generally around a quarter or less. And I know in town here where I lived, we had a lot of pea-sized hail. It really piled up.
Yeah, it kind of looked like a little bit of snow, like Mother Nature was throwing us through quite the curveball.
It did look like snow almost, but just thankful that it wasn't any larger.
Any bigger,
than that.
Yeah.
It barely
yeah.
Knocked off leaves at my place anyway. But I know around town in a few spots, they actually had a little bigger than I had quarters in a few spots. But kind of our second season, a lot of times in September, you know, the seasons start changing again, and it's not as active as the spring, but definitely not uncommon to get severe weather and severe thunderstorms in September.
Sure.
So, and that's what we have, but fortunately we had some good rain too.
Yeah. Probably didn't make a lot of difference on the drought conditions. Welcome rain, but I would imagine in terms of the drought conditions, we're probably sitting about the same still.
Yeah, that's probably, we're going to have several of those types of events probably before it starts making much impact on the drought, because that's kind of a long-term thing, obviously. But like I say, this kind of helped things out a little bit, and at least it kind of squelched, maybe the fire concerns here for at least a couple, 3 days. And those grasses are pretty dry up there. Even with the rain this time of the year, it's hard. You're not going to get much green up. But the humidity's high today, and So we'll take it.
Yeah, I noticed the humidity was kind of high. It felt kind of muggy out this morning, and you and your colleagues at our National Weather Service here locally have even issued a dense fog advisory for about another 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, there's a warm front sitting across northern Kansas. We have kind of east winds, and it's kind of pumping in some of that higher humidity kind of coming up from the Gulf through Missouri and then kind of heading west into our area this morning. So definitely moist out there this morning. Humidity's high, so that will be changing. It's going to probably drop here by tomorrow, and it's going to heat up,
okay.
At least for a day.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be awfully warm for the start of the work week, but then some cooler temperatures and some additional chances for some moisture and even some severe activity once again, Bill.
Probably not much severe here. In fact, we don't, at this point, have much of a chance for thunderstorms, maybe Wednesday, but it does appear that tomorrow it's going to be pretty hot. We'll probably be up around 95, 96 degrees is what we're kind of anticipating right now for highs. If we reach 100, I believe that will be the latest that we've ever reached 100 degrees. But right now that's not forecasted. Tomorrow we're forecasting about 96.
My goodness.
We'll see. But right now, probably mid-90s is where we'll top out, and then pretty strong weather system moving across the northern plains, and that's going to drive a cold front south through the area Wednesday. And Wednesday and Thursday, probably, like I said, probably not much severe weather, maybe a rumble of thunder or two. Temperatures are only going to be in the 60s for highs both days. In fact, it might be a little hard to get out of the 60s on Wednesday. It's going to feel pretty cool. Around 60 on Wednesday is probably what we're, or on Thursday, excuse me. Wednesday we should be in the mid-60s. And that front's going to kind of settle into the southern plains, and there's going to actually be some moisture a lot that kind of comes up, kind of a monsoon flow from the southwest, and that's going to kind of overspread the area to the north of that front and could lead to some rain. Right now, models are kind of variable, on how much we're going to get. Some of them show maybe upwards of an inch. Others not quite so bullish on the precip amounts. But right now we're going about 50% chance or so for some rainfall, and maybe thinking, you know, a good quarter of an inch, at least over southwest Nebraska is possible, maybe even some more than that. So we'll see.
Interesting. Awesome. Well, Bill, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Yeah, I just was going to tell you the outlook. I know it's going to cool off here a little bit the next couple of days, or Wednesday and Thursday after tomorrow. But the long-term outlook, 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day, unfortunately, back to above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. So it's probably going to warm back up again as we get towards the end of September.
It sounds like
so,
it.
So we'll have a little reprieve tomorrow. I'm not saying it's going to be in the 90s, you know,
sure,
but probably back into the 80s. For highs again as we head towards you know, the latter parts of September next week.
And when can we expect to get some more of the fall-like temperatures that we're going to be teased with again middle part of this week, Bill?
Maybe towards the end of next week, maybe past as we kind of get into the first of October. We might have another pretty strong system and a cold front that moves through the area. So, but until then, we'll get through this, and then it's going to warm back up. And maybe a while again before we see some fall-like temperatures. So I guess if you like fall-like temperatures, enjoy Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, Bill, sure do appreciate the time and all the great work that you and your colleagues with the National Weather Service Office in North Platte provide for our community.
Well, thanks, Tristan. I appreciate that.
Have a good day, Bill. Look forward to having you join us once again down the road, sir.
Sounds good. Have a good one.